This beautiful morning sadhana keeps us alive in this bhakti path. So today I was thinking, because Prabhupada in the purport this morning when I read, Prabhupada was very nicely, systematically glorifying the power of bhakti. And the essence of bhakti is to absorb in Krishna. So perhaps we can read the translation together, and so when you sing, you can try to evoke your affection for the Lord, hopefully. So we are going to read the translation together. Thank you. Okay, together. His lips are sweet. We are talking about Krishna. So his lips means Krishna's. Just to make sure. Okay, together. His lips are sweet. His face is sweet. His eyes are sweet. His smile is sweet. His heart is sweet. His gait is sweet. Everything is sweet about the emperor of sweetness. His words are sweet. His character is sweet. His dress is sweet. His belly folds are sweet. His movements are sweet. His wandering are sweet. Everything is sweet about the emperor of sweetness. His flute is sweet. His foot dust is sweet. His hands are sweet. His feet are sweet. His dancing is sweet. His friendship is sweet. Everything is sweet about the emperor of sweetness. His singing is sweet. His yellow cloth is sweet. His eating is sweet. His sleeping is sweet. His beauty is sweet. His tilaka is sweet. Everything is sweet about the emperor of sweetness. His deeds are sweet. His liberating is sweet. His stealing is sweet. His love sports are sweet. His oblation is sweet. His tranquility is sweet. Everything is sweet about the emperor of sweetness. His gunja berry necklace is sweet. Flower garland is sweet. His Jamuna river is sweet. His ripples are sweet. His water is sweet. His lotuses are sweet. Everything is sweet about the emperor of sweetness. His gopis, coward boys, are sweet. His pastimes are sweet. His union is sweet. His food is sweet. His delight is sweet. His courtesy is sweet. Everything is sweet about the emperor of sweetness. His gopas, coward boys, are sweet. So previous translation should be like his gopis. Okay. His gopas, coward boys, are sweet. His cows are sweet. His staff is sweet. His creation is sweet. His trampling is sweet. His truthfulness is sweet. Everything is sweet about the emperor of sweetness. Madharam madhuram vadanam madhuram Nayanam madhuram, hasitam madhuram. Pranam madhuram, nayanam madhuram, hasitam madhuram. Hridayam madhuram, gamanam madhuram, madhuradipate akhilam madhuram. Hridayam madhuram. Vachanam madhuram, charitam madhuram, vasanam madhuram, balitam madhuram. Vachanam madhuram, charitam madhuram, vasanam madhuram, balitam madhuram. Chalitam madhuram, bhrimitam madhuram, madhuradipate akhilam madhuram. Madhuram 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 madhuradipate akhilam madhuram. Venu madhura, renu madhura, pani madhura pado madhura venu madhura venu madhura pani madhura nitam madhuram saikham madhuram madhuradhipate akilam madhuram nitam madhuram Sattam Madhuram Madhuradhipate Kilam Madhuram Pitam Madhuram Pitam Madhuram Bhuktam Madhuram Suptam Madhuram Gitam Madhuram Pitam Madhuram Rupam madhuram, tilakam madhuram, madhuradhipate akhilam madhuram. Rupam madhuram, tilakam madhuram, madhuradhipate akhilam madhuram. Taranam madhuram, taranam madhuram. Haranam madhuram, Ramanam madhuram, Karanam madhuram, Karanam madhuram, Haranam madhuram, Ramanam madhuram, Ramitam madhuram, Shamitam madhuram, Madhuradhipate Akhilam madhuram, Ramitam madhuram. Samitam madhuram
Madhuradhipate akhilam madhuram
Gunja madhura Mala madhura Jamuna madhura Vichi madhura
Gunja madhura Mala madhura Jamuna madhura Vichi madhura
Sali Kamalam madhuram kamalam madhuram madhuradhipate akilam madhuram salam madhuram kamalam madhuram madhuradhipate akilam madhuram gopi madhura lila madhura juktam madhuram Bhuktam madhuram Gopi madhura Lila madhura Juktam madhuram Bhuktam madhuram Pristam madhuram Sristam madhuram Madhuradhipate Akhilam madhuram
Pristam madhuram Sristam madhuram
Gopa madhura, Gabo madhura, Justi madhura, Sisti madhura,
Gopa madhura, Gabo madhura.
Palitam madhuram, palitam madhuram, madhuradhipate akhilam madhuram, dalitam madhuram,
palitam madhuram,
madhuradhipate akhilam madhuram, madhuradhipate akhilam madhuram, madhuradhipate akhilam madhuram.
Madhuradhipate akhilam madhuram
Madhuradhipate akhilam madhuram Madhuradhipate akhilam madhuram Madhuradhipate akhilam madhuram Madhuradhipate akhilam Srila Prabhupada ki jai Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Parivrajaka Acharya Srila Prabhupada Sadhana Goswami, Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki
jai.
ISKCON Divinity Founder Acharya, His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda ki jai. Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur ki jai. Prem se kaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Adaita Gadadhar Sibashadi Gaur Bhaktavinda ki jai. Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gop Gopinath Shyamakunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan ki jai. Vrinda Mathura Dham ki jai. Mayapur Navadvip Dham ki jai. Jagannath Puri Dham ki jai. Alachuare Niyo Ramandriti Dham ki jai. Ganga Maiya Jamuna Maiya ki jai. Bhakti Devi ki jai. Tulsi Maharani ki jai. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Chaitanya Chaitamita class ki jai. Samvada Vaishnavinda ki jai. Nidai Gaura Pramanande Hari Hari Bol. All glories to the assembled devotees Hare Krishna. All glories to the assembled devotees Hare Krishna. All glories to the assembled devotees Hare Krishna. All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Let us chant together three times of Chaitanya Charitamrita's glory. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. So today we are serving Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila, chapter 20, text. I forgot about it. 136, 137, 138, 139. Four verses. Because general rules is when Prabhupada did not give purport, we don't talk much about it. But anything Prabhupada gave purport, we will try to see how it's relevant to our life now. And we can detect where we are, where we need to go, and how we'll go there. Make sense? This is what boils down to. When we hear, we should see where we are, how it's relevant to us, and where we want to go. And Prabhupada gives very complete purport, almost, I mean not almost, all the purport I see that he has is like complete. Just to give you a little notes, how important this Chaitanya Charitamrita is. 1965, when Srila Prabhupada suffered seasickness. Where was he?
On the Jaladuta.
Thank you. On the Jaladuta. So multiple heart attacks on his voyage to America. His reading, Chaitanya Charitamrita, the same book we are reading, brought him great solace, Prabhupada writes. I mean, Prabhupada spoke this and Sasrut Maharaj wrote it. He said it was the nectar of life and his source of vitality. That exact word Prabhupada says. Srila Prabhupada also recollect how Chaitanya Charitamrita was his spiritual masters. Would you like to fill up?
Favorite
books. Thank you, Mother Madhumati. Prabhupada said that was his spiritual master's favorite book. Now we are not putting any book down, we are just glorifying Chaitanya Charitamrita, how important in our life. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur predicted that a time would come when people would learn what language?
Bengali.
That means you read that purport. Prabhupada said this. Bengali language simply to relish Just like they are honoring prasadam, they are relishing. You can relish. You have only one mouth for prasadam, but Chaitanya Chaitamita you can relish with 2 ears. Double. This classic composition by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. And Prabhupada writes, at present, however, Chaitanya Chaitamita remains a relatively unexplored literature. Since the studies of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam are vast in and of themselves, many neglect the opportunity to bathe in the delightful narration of Sri Chaitanya's life. Okay, with that note, we are going to go to today's chapter. Now, I'm not fortunate, it's only once a week we do this. So, I'm going to give you some, just to have a refresh where we are, so you can follow while you are listening the class. That this chapter, chapter 20, 21, 22, 23, four chapters are assigned discussion of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's with Sanatana Goswami Pada. Three things are established, very important, and they also, the recipient or Sanatana Goswami Pada, I would say, he had a four quality. Was so vividly explained in this chapter. One was he was well educated, not only materially, spiritually. We need all to be educated. Because without educated, being educated, you cannot be committed or devoted. I mean, it will not sustain. In my own life, I see. I'm sure you all can agree with that. So it's very important. So first thing was Sanatana Goswami Pada was well educated, because this discussion we are going to read between Mahaprabhu and Sanatana Goswami Pada. He was well educated, one. Two was, he was managerially streetwise, you know, like a student, very sharp. Third was spiritually very deep. And fourth was very important, spotless in character. Three things was established, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu established through Sanatana Goswami Pada, this fourth chapter you will see, uniform standard and consistency among followers in different geographical locations. Very interesting. Second was to preserve the purity and authenticity of the process of generation to come. And third was to facilitate wider distribution, or you can say sharing or spreading this Nama Sankirtan. Okay, with that note, we are going to go to 136. We are going to read together three sloka. The last one we can have a response. 136 together.
Aiche Shastra kahe karma jnana jagate ji bhakte Krishna basahai bhakte tar bhaji.
Synonyms. Aiche, in that way, Shastra kahe, Vedic literature confirm, karma, fruitive activities, jnana, speculative knowledge, yoga, the mystic yoga system, teji, giving up, bhakta by devotional service, Krishna, the Supreme Absolute Personality of Godhead, basahai, become satisfied, bhakte by devotional service, tare, na, tare, tare. You don't pronounce the N in Bengali. Tare. Can you say it? Yeah, good, you all are already genius. Tare, him. Bhaji, we worship. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. revealed scriptures conclude that one should give up fruitive activity, speculative knowledge and the mystic yoga system and instead take to devotional service by which Krishna can be fully satisfied. I hope you paid attention last Saturday. There was a metaphor given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If you go to south, if you go to west, why are you going? To become happy by wealth, by sense gratification, by all the unfulfilled desire you have, you think. So if you go to three directions, west, south, north, you will be deprived. Who remembers why? Okay, you think. Only you are directed to go to the east, because east represents bhakti. This is what it is. This translation. See, these are very, very illuminating. If we can grasp it, why we should not go to north, east and south? We should go to east. I don't mean in physically. Mahaprabhu is explaining this. So we'll come back that. 137, let's see. This is a beautiful verse by Krishna spoke in Bhagavatam, 11th canto. So together we'll chant. Na saddhayati mam yoga, na sankham dharma uddhava, na saddhayas tapostega, jata bhakti mam urjita. Now, never. Saddhayati causes to remain satisfied. Mam, me, yoga, the process of control, na, nor, Sankham, the process of gaining philosophical knowledge about the absolute truth. Dharma, such an occupation. Uddhava, my dear Uddhava, nor. Saddhaya, study of the Vedas. Tapa, austerities. Tyaga, renunciation. Acceptance of sannyas. Or charity. What? Tyaga means charity? Tyaga, renunciation, acceptance of sannyas or charity. I'm not sure, but we'll check. I mean, I'm familiar with the word. Jatha, as much as bhakti, devotional service, mama unto me, urjita, developed. Translation by Srila Prabhupada and purport by Srila Prabhupada. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna said, my dear Uddhava, neither through Ashtanga Yoga, the mystic yoga system to control the senses, nor through impersonal monism or an analytical study of the Absolute Truth, nor through study of the Vedas, nor through practice of austerity, nor through charity, nor through acceptance of sannyas, can only satisfy me as much as one can by developing unalloyed devotional service unto me. Therefore, this is a quotation from Srimad Bhagavatam 11.14.20. The explanation for this verse is given in Adilila 17.76. Okay, 138 together. Bhakta aham ekaya graya Saddhayatma priya satam bhakti punati mansnistha sapakanapi sambhavat. Devabrata Prabhu, would you like to read the synonyms?
Bhakti, by devotional service. Aham, I, the supreme personality of God. Ekkaya, unflinching. Gaya, obtainable. Shraddha, by faith, Atma, the most dear, Kriya, to be served, Sapan, by the devotees, Bhakti, by the devotional service, Kunati, purified, Matnista, fixed only on me, Swapakam, the lowest of human beings, who are accustomed to eating dogs, Api, certainly, Sambhavat, from all faults due to birth and other.
Thank you, Prabhu. Nice to see you. Translation: being very dear to the devotees and sadhus, I am attained through unflinching faith and devotional service. This bhakti yoga system, which gradually increases attachment for me, purifies even a human being born among dog eaters. That is to say, everyone can be elevated to the spiritual platform by the process of bhakti yoga. You can see the whole theme of this chapter is promoting the superiority or supremacy of bhakti, love for God. Purport. This verse is from Srimad Bhagavatam 11:14:21, 139. Because of the time, we are going to read also together. Let's do it. Ata eva bhakti krishna praptera upaya avideya balitare sarva shasre gaya. Okay, maybe we can read three times because it's the last one. Ata eva bhakti krishna praptera upaya avideya balitare sarva shasre gaya. One more time. Ata eva bhakti krishna praptera upaya avideya balitare sarva shasre gaya. Synonyms: ata eva, therefore, bhakti, devotional service, krishna prapte, of achieving the lotus feet of krishna, upaya, the only means, avideya, 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 you can, Prabhupada didn't translate, avideya also means like a strategy, how you achieve the purpose or goal. Bali, calling, tare, this system, sarva shastre, in all revealed scripture, gaya is described, translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. The conclusion is that devotional service is the only means to approach the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This system is therefore called avideya. This is verdict. This is the verdict of all revealed scriptures. Purport. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 18:55, Bhakta mam avijanati javanjasa smitat tataha tato mam tat tato geta vishati tat anantaram. One can understand the Supreme Personality as He is only by devotional service. And when one is in full consciousness of the Supreme Lord, by such devotion, he can enter the kingdom of God. The aim of life is to get rid of the material conditioning and enter into the spiritual existence. Although the Shastra prescribed different method for different men, the Supreme Personality of Godhead says that one ultimately must accept the path of devotional service as the assured path of spiritual advancement. Devotional service to the Lord is the only process actually confirmed by the Lord. Sarva dharman pariteja mamekam saranam braja. 1866 Bhagavad Gita. One must become a devotee if one wants to return home back to Godhead and become eternally blissful. How many of you would like to go back home, back to God at end of this life? Anybody missing? Thank you. So this passport is wonderful. Please, all of you, please bless me and pray for me so I can say something that is aligned with Srila Prabhupada and our Acharya's comment. And hopefully it will benefit my consciousness and all of you also. So with that note, I'm begging mercy to our Guru Parampara. You can join if you like. Om Ajnanati Mirandasa Genanjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namah. Sri Chaitanya Mano Vistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Shayam Rupa Padamahayam Dadati Shapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Juta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamsa Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunathanitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Sabadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakantam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namne Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Sunnavade Paschata Deshatarine Vancha Kalpataruvescha Kripa Sindhu Vaivacha Patitanam Pavanebho Vaishnavebho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Adaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhakta Binda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare
So the first sloka of today's assignment, Srila Prabhupada translation, revealed scripture conclude that one should give up fruitive activities. What is fruitive activities? Can someone help me? Yes, Mother Ekadashi.
To perform activities with the desire to get some result back?
Not exactly. You are almost there. There is something need to be added, yes.
With the desire to enjoy results.
Separately from Krishna.
Oh.
Yes. Separately from Krishna. When we say karma, karma is not the activities. It is the consciousness behind the activities. What makes karma, jnana, yoga or bhakti. Just like this body we have. We have a hands, legs. This is for activities. You cannot punish the hands and handcuffed or what, I don't know. No, the activities has to be there. Eternally, spiritual world also has activity. Also, you have a head. The knowledge, jnana, contemplation, reflection, that has to be also there. But what he is saying, that so long we have a desire to separately enjoy, that on that level, that activities are karma. So what is the conclusion on this? Conclusion, we can give an example of Arjuna and then we can relate to our day-to-day life. Arjuna was born a fighter and he did not want to fight. So then Bhagavad Gita 1.46, the last verse, Arjuna says, I can't fight. His Gandhi was sleep off. So he didn't want to do any activities. And then if you go to the next chapter 2.7, where Arjuna, best thing he did, submitted himself to Krishna. Sounds like one of the Hare Krishna devotees. I think Arjuna was Ishkan devotee. At that time, that word may be not there, but it's the same. He said, I surrender to you. But then after two slokas, he said, but I'm not going to fight. In the beginning of our spiritual path, we take it so seriously and then we slacken sometimes. I should not say we, I slacken sometimes. I did. And like I need money, make money, go, and it's not seriously doing this practice. But then you realize, no, just simply wasting time. You better get back serious.
So Arjuna did the same thing. I was like very surprised. He said, I surrender to you. Karpanna dosa apahata sabhava prichamitam dharma sammuracheta. I love the way he asked. Surrender does not mean, Haribol, raise hand, I surrender. That's not exactly only surrender. You may say, Draupadi did that, Mother Draupadi did that. But if you think when Draupadi did it, she went through a process. She asked the king, she asked the grandfather, she asked the guru, she asked everybody, her husbands. None of them could help. So something happens, we don't just immediately think like Krishna will take care of my problem. No, we have to also try. Mother Yashoda does that. Mother Yashoda prays to Narayan. Srila Prabhupada writes in Nectar of Devotion, she massages the fatty thigh of Krishna. Krishna has a fatty thigh. Always meditate like he has a fatty thigh. I don't know why Prabhupada put that line. It's very attractive the way he says that. So then he says, then Mother Yashoda does three things. She calls the brahmanas while she is taking care of the baby, calls the brahmana, do some jagna for his protection. I feel very uncomfortable. He is becoming too heavy, or he's restless, or something always there. So she engages brahmanas to protect. She is praying to Narayan. Also she is personally taking care of him. So we also apply what is the surrender. It's not like Mother Yashoda. Is Mother Yashoda the surrender? Is there an end of surrender? What did Prabhupada say? Is there an end of surrender? Just a question. Thank you. Whoever said no, perfect answer. I never could imagine. Prabhupada said, surrender is like an ocean. You can swim forever. I said, what? There's no end. But that ocean doesn't kill you. You can do three things, Prabhupada also said in Nectar of Devotion. You can swim, you can dive, or you can float as you like in ecstasy. It's so nice how we manage our life in devotional service. So Prahlad Maharaj surrendered how? Was Prahlad Maharaj surrendered? I mean, I didn't hear that he was raising hand all the time. My Lord, I need help. There's no such, I didn't find. But he did say, he's always meditating, 7th canto, 9th chapter. There's a famous verse, Prabhupada quote, that where Prahlad Maharaj said, wherever I am, I'm always thinking of you and I feel very joyful. But I'm concerned about the outsider, his fear of Maya. He had a fear of Maya. But he was not like, he didn't say raised hand. That's a one way. There are many ways. You will see in the scripture, many explanation is given. How Jarabharat is a good example. So I thought it was a very, very concrete example of surrender also, because he was also surrendered. But then he deviated to prove a point. Prabhupada in the purport of 5th canto, 18th chapter, one purport he writes, it is not to be understood as a karma. It is Lord himself, I'm paraphrasing, Lord directly took charge of Jarabharat's life. So you may say, why did he become deer? To teach us. Krishna arranged this. You know, when you die, make sure you have five things intact towards Krishna. One, the most important was the emotional shelter. What was Jarabharat's emotional shelter? Deer. He was hugging, kissing, baby deer. But Prabhupada writes in the purport that he was very compassionate to the deers. But whenever we think of compassion, what should be the first person you become compassionate? To yourself. Thank you, Mother Ragatmi. I knew you knew that. I'm sure all of you knew. Just, I'm attacking like quick. So Prabhupada said, Jarabharat was compassionate. We should be also. But then he writes, every preacher, you all are. Every preacher should remember they should compassionate to themselves first. our sadhana, our practice, chanting 16 nouns, following four regal tip, must, compulsory, this is not an option, it's a, like a must. Then you extend to others, relatives, friends, even your family. First you do practice. It's very important. So this is first translation. Second sloka Prabhupada gives, I'm just going a little short. Srila Prabhupada translates the second sloka. The Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna says, my dear Uddhava, neither through Ashtanga Yoga, the mystic yoga system to control the senses, nor through impersonal monism or an analytical study of the Absolute Truth, nor through study of the Vedas, nor through practice of austerities, nor through charity, nor through acceptance of sannyas, can one satisfy me as much as one can by developing unalloyed devotional service unto me. So Krishna himself, I find here, Prabhupada also doing in the translation, but Krishna himself is promoting bhakti over karma, gyan, yoga, ashtanga yoga, charity, anything people do in this world, like a Red Cross, I mean there is many, thousands of charity. But Krishna is promoting bhakti. So back to that question of Arjuna, I mean that discussion of Arjuna. After Arjuna got liberated or confusion is removed, he himself is firmly fixed. 1873 was the last sloka he spoke, where he submitted. His surrender was, what was Arjuna's surrender? Hari Bol, raise hand, that's it? No, his surrender was bow and arrow and shooting and killing the enemy. That was his surrender. So it was very unique. In that episode we see what was disturbing him is not disturbed at that time. Why? Because his soul identity, or you can say his fundamental identity, was above his functional identity. What is the functional identity? I am an Amazon driver. I am a man. I am a Mataji. I am a householder, I am a this or that, I am a doctor, whatever. These are functional identity. If functional identity become number one priority, you will be depressed like Arjuna. And it is not going to please Krishna, period. You have to keep servant, I am a servant of Prabhupada who is an eternal servant of Krishna, like this, not servant of Prabhupada alone itself. Because there is a one beautiful verse in 6th chapter, Prabhupada gave, a disciple should always think my guru is a servant of Krishna. So we should always think, actually many verses now Krishna reminds, the famous verse in 11th canto also, nirapeksham manim shantam vimatsara samadarshanam anubrajami aham nittam pujet angri renubi. Krishna said to Uddhava, this cosmic manifestation, all these conditioned soul, I will liberate them, I will deliver them by the foot dust of my devotee. So can Krishna deliver the conditioned soul by himself? Yes, no?
Yes.
Yes. But he choose not to. So don't put a logic, well, I have Krishna in my heart. Why can't, I mean, he's the most lovable person, isn't Prabhu? Yes. Why can't he just deal with me and guide me directly? Yes, Krishna can do so many things. But what he wants to do is another thing. He said he wants to deliver everybody by the foot dust of pure devotee. So we have to focus not what Krishna can do, but what Krishna wants to do, what Krishna actually desired to do. He desired to deliver conditioned soul through the devotee. So devotee is priority. It's not only what Krishna can do, it's what Krishna desired to do. So this is very nice. So in this verse, Prabhupada translate, or I would say Krishna emphasized that all the process. Now what is wrong with the karma or jnana? What is wrong with the karma? I'm doing some work to earn money, to maintain family, to do this. What is wrong with that? There's nothing wrong, looks like externally. Now let me ask you this. What is wrong of eating poison. Come on. Not really. Go little deeper. It separates physical body from subtle body who is carrying you. You don't die. Soul doesn't die. It separates the physical body from the subtle body. Subtle body is carrying the soul, you. What is wrong with the sense gratification or karma? It separates super soul, Krishna, from the soul. Because your focus is opposite. Sense gratification focus, the soul focus. Bhayam ditya avinivesha tasyat. In 11th canto it says, Ishat apitasya viparjaya asmriti. The soul, in order to enjoy sense gratification, has to face towards new creation. Krishna, is there something else beside you? Yes, there is. Look at that. Krishna is not there anymore. It's called secondary world, called material world. So sense gratification, why it should be purified? Because you are facing towards Krishna. But if you go only, I mean, not you all, I'm talking about the karmis, they are doing, the whole America, I mean, whole world is all doing karma. Very few are doing jnana or yoga. So karma is bad. Why karma is bad? Because it separates our closeness to super soul or Krishna. It diverts our attention. We'll never see Krishna through sense gratification. Impossible. Let me ask you this, simple. This is me. I'm facing this way and Krishna is facing this way. How far can I go to see Krishna face to face? Please help me. Thank you. Never. Thank you, Mother Madhumati. You'll never meet God. Your opposite face. That's why karma again. You'll see Prabhupada like really bombarded. I don't know if it's the appropriate word. But he is hammering on our head. Try to understand why the Shastra or the devotees are against this sense gratification. Sense gratification is not the activities. It is the intention, consciousness behind. So the next verse, 138 translation, Prabhupada writes, being very dear to the devotees and sadhus, I am attained. Now, see, before was negative, now it's positive. So nice. I am attained through unflinching faith, devotional service. This bhakti yoga system, which gradually increases attachment for me, purifies even a human being born among dog eaters. That is to say, everyone can be elevated to the spiritual platform by the process of bhakti yoga. Next verse is also glorifying about bhakti. So I'll read the next verse, that today's session, Prabhupada's translation. The conclusion. The verse is conclusion. This is Prabhupada's word. Atayeva bhakti krishna, today's last verse. Atayeva bhakti krishna praptere upaye abideya balitare sarvashasya gaya. Now Prabhupada put this extra word just to make us understand, I guess, better or complete. He writes, the conclusion is that devotional service is the only means to approach the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This system is therefore called Abhideya. This is the verdict of all revealed scripture. I was going to discuss bhakti, but I didn't even touch it. And I have only 10 minutes. Okay, I'm just going to say in a very short way why Ashtanga Yoga or Yogis or Jnanis' idea is condemned. I like the way Prabhupada says in one place. This is 1968, Boston, May 4th. You can look at it in the Veda base. Prabhupada said, so impersonal concept or even Omkar, the form of God in an impersonal concept. Prabhupada writes, so in one sense, Omkar and Krishna are the same. But I can see Krishna very beautiful and so many things so beautiful around him. But I do not see in Omkar that beauty. Therefore, my preference should be to Krishna. Isn't it simple? Literally, another place I remember I read also, where Prabhupada said, we are addicted to beauty. Am I right or wrong?
Yeah.
I am addicted. When we see a beautiful person, whoever it is, we look at maybe once or twice or three times. We see any beautiful. We look at more than once. Krishna's beauty supersedes his other conception of impersonal or whatever the other conception the world holds. So that's why we don't focus on that. But that's enough for that. Now, supremacy bhakti, I'm just thinking maybe we should discuss. Anybody has a further discussion? Because bhakti itself is like good enough. Yes, Mother.
I don't know if this is where you want to go, but you did start mentioning the five things in relation to Krishna at the time of death should be there.
Sure.
I'm approaching that.
I am approaching
place,
too.
So I'd like to know what the first one was. Affection should be directed to Krishna.
First is attachment.
Attachment?
Yes.
Oh, is that same as affection?
No.
Oh, okay. Can you say
that? Vidura. Thank you. Yes. Okay, we'll just discuss that. And bhakti will discuss another day. Thank you. Vidura was a... how do you say when you have a... same father, different mother? Cousin? No, stepbrother. Stepbrother?
Stepbrother.
Because Vidura also come from Vyasdev, but with a maid servant womb. And Dhritarashtra from the same father, but different mother, Ambika. So stepbrother. Okay. So Vidura had an affection. He never withdrawn his affection from Dhritarashtra. Knowing that Dhritarashtra is a blind, spiritually, materially, everywhere he's blind. Maybe blind is a good word. Ignorant. Fool. That sounds better. Fool. But it says blind also. He never withdrawn his affection, but he withdrawn his attachment. What does that mean? He did not join in the party of war. He left and he went on a pilgrimage. So I was researching one time. It's interesting. He loves Krishna. He loves Pandavas. He did so much work for Pandavas, saving their life while Duryodhana was torturing. Vidura actually did, he hidingly, Krishna used him. But when the war came, the Pandavas, Krishna, they are on the one side, and Vidura said, he left. So I'm not going to be either one. Why? Because he had an affection for Dhritarashtra. He had an affection for a lot of people that he didn't want to be part of it. So he went on a pilgrimage. So affection, Bhaktisiddhanta Sri Thakur says, affection we should not withdraw from our family, even our whoever oppose. We should not have affection for the soul. But attachment means you allow them to do whatever nonsense they do. For an example, Duryodhana told to Dhritarashtra, I am giving a short version of it. He said, Duryodhana, somebody just corrected in Miami, said, can you say Duryodhana? But I'm a Bengali, just tolerate, I'm sorry. I said Duryodhana. Said, whether you say Duryodhana, it's the same. So Duryodhana, he came to his father. He said, father, there cannot be two persons living in the same palace. What to talk about same palace, same country or same continent? Either Bhima or me. You have a choice. If you want to see me as your son, then I will kill Bhima. And you have to allow. Dhritarashtra is like a puzzle. See? You can't do that. He is the son of my brother. I was born blind. He was taking me to the toilet. to shower everywhere. I could not see. He was doing so much service to raise me, even though he is a younger brother. How can I allow his son to be killed? Say, Father, you have one choice, I told you. Either you will see me or you see Hare Krishna. Come in. Bow down to this personality, Prabhupada, first. And then go to the deity and bow down. Don't just stand like Indian. Do like that. You will be eternally grateful. Okay, thank you. So, because they did it in Miami, I was there, many. And here also, you bow down, flat. Oh, you have a japa mala, so you are already aware. Wonderful. So, Duryodhana told his father like this. Now, Dhritarashtra, out of attachment, he could not correct him. And he was also ignorant. So after Duryodhana stepped out, Duryodhana stepped out, Vidura came to Dhritarashtra. Why you did not correct him? He wants to kill the cousin and you have an opportunity. You know what Dhritarashtra answered? He said, well, destiny, isn't it? Whatever will happen, isn't it? Vidura says, yes, but you have a free choice, you have a free will, you have always correct yourself and others. Destiny does not mean we have to be helpless, we be inactive. Even if somebody comes at the gunpoint, what can we do? Pray to Krishna. We cannot say, well, just he came and killed me. No. We can pray to Krishna. We can intervene Krishna's hands in our life all the time, isn't it? So he told to Dhritarashtra, you did not correct him. Now he's going to kill. Therefore, he's a sinful man. Get out of here. Come with me. He said, I can't do that. I'm a father. I have a responsibility to take care of my children. He said, you don't understand. So this is what attachment. We allow other people nonsense. We should not withdraw our affection for the soul, but we do not want to tolerate their nonsense. Does that make sense? Okay. So that attachment should be towards Krishna always. Another one is passion, raga. Passion means everybody has a passion in life. You have a tremendous desire to do something for yourself or for others. Can you relate? Sure, each of us has. After this, we will eat prasadam. That's your choice. You want to eat prasadam. You choose to go back home. So you have a passion, whether it's a little or big, you have a passion to do something, always. That passion should be related to Krishna. And another one is desha. Desha means aversion. You have eternally aversion. I don't like impersonal conception. I don't want impersonal discussion. It's not necessary. I am attracted to Krishna's form. You follow? So aversion you have to also have. You cannot destroy it. You may think like, well, I don't want to have aversion. No, you have. It is eternally there. And then abhinivesha. Abhinivesha means absorption. So in that absorption, the emotional shelter is very important. Where do you draw your satisfaction in bhakti path? Through sex, TV, WhatsApp? I'm not against those. His question is, or Krishna related? At the moment of death, it will be checked whether you are aware or not aware. I'm speaking right now and you are listening and you have an eye, you have an eyelid. You know, eyelid has a subtle camera. It is with the Chitragupta. Nobody can cheat Jamaraj. Absolutely not possible. Nobody can cheat. Anyway, this is a shorter version. Is that okay?
Can I ask, what is the source of those five?
This is in the very nicely explained in Vaishnava Tosani. Sanatana Goswami, Jiva Goswami. Now the translator, they blend it, doesn't say everything like whether Jiva Goswami or Sanatana Goswami, is like a blended in. So 15 volumes I have, originally Radha Govinda Maharaj gave me many, many years back. So like that. Thank you. Any other takeaway? No? Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaur Pramanande Hari Hari Gaur. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Vancha Kalpataru Shri Pasindavaivacha Patitanam Pavanirbhavaishnavirbhavanamana.